I want to go on a road trip, just you and me, the highways, a playlist, or two, the blue sky, the interstate, because we're black, can't do back roads. We'll talk about everything and nothing. We'll confess our deepest thoughts and emotions and vibe to music from my childhood and make new memories. We'll never forget, just you and me. As always, this is your boy DJ Holmes, and you've been listening to New Love. Thank you for listening to the latest episode of New Love with DJ Holmes. It is truly appreciated. If you listen to me from Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Stitcher, Breaker, Google Podcast, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcast, CastBox, or Overcast, you can contact me directly by emailing DJ Holmes, the number one, TRU, pairing at gmail.com. All you have to do is record yourself and email your message to DJ Holmes, the number one, TRU, pairing at gmail.com. Again, thank you for listening to New Love. So a couple of weeks ago, my cousin sent out a text to me, my sister, and another cousin. And basically what she wanted to do was she wanted the four of us to kind of talk through some issues. Now, mind you, if memory serves me, this was before the incident with George Floyd. So, you know, this was just this, me and my cousins, that's just how we grew up. You know, we have deep conversations about certain things. But what I gathered from that was that she wanted us to, you know, kind of brainstorm on some solutions. But, you know, we just wanted to talk to each other, and that was like a good reason for us to talk to each other. But as I thought about, you know, since that time, I kind of thought about, you know, all of our different personalities. And what I definitely knew was that my sister would probably dominate most of the conversation, and then second would be my cousin, Derek. And what I knew was that my cousin Ingrid, she would have had, you know, these great one-liners that were really thought-provoking. And then I thought about myself, and I was just like, I know what I know, and that's just it. Like, you know, like, I'm not gonna get overly emotional. I know how I feel, but I'm not gonna, you know, display those emotions. And so I, you know, I was trying to think about, well, how could I be productive? So I said, hey, you know, I know what my strong suit is. My strong suit, especially with that group, would be to research. But I never researched. Why? I don't know. I just, I got lazy. And then I thought about it for a second. I was just like, hold up, wait a minute. So today is the first. I know she wanted us to talk in June, but today is the first. So what day did she want us to talk? Don't really remember what day she wanted us to talk. So I'm sitting here now and I'm thinking about it, and I'm just like, oh man, that's a lot to research in so short of a time. So what I wanted to do was I basically wanted to start now, but instead of trying to research 50 different things, I really just wanted to hear from you all, just, you know, kind of find out what you felt the top issues were. And, you know, if you want to chime in and you wanted to give your two cents about how to solve those problems, then, you know, go right on ahead. just remember that what we are trying to do is we're trying to come up with some attainable solutions, you know, low-hanging fruit. We know what the big issues are. We know that, you know, it takes systemic change, but systemic change means, you know, you're going through government, you're going through legal systems, because even though government passes a law, someone is going to challenge it, so it'll get caught up in the courts, and so it'll take time, and this and this and that and that. So we wanted, or at least I was thinking about low-hanging fruit, but of course, yes, of course, you know, let's address those systemic issues, and what would it take to, you know, to solve them, but think through it logically, constructively. And that was what I wanted to bring to the table. So if you're able to help me, by all means, please do so. I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you.